The 2022 election isn't even finalized, yet we have our first two 2024 announcements. As expected, former President Donald Trump is running again, and in West Virginia, GOP Congressman Alex Mooney has already publicly announced that he will challenge Democratic Senator Joe Manchin 2 years from now. As we begin a second full week after the November 8th election, we still don't have final numbers for the House of Representatives. Republicans appear poised to gain a small majority, but many of the uncalled elections, 6 of the 11 are in California, where election officials have 33 days to certify election ballots, could take weeks to finally resolve. While presumptions are made that Republicans are going to head into the next Congress in January with approximately 220 members, a bare majority is reached with 218 votes, it may be after Thanksgiving until we know just how many members each party will have in the House. We saw a major difference in results from Florida and Long Island compared with the rest of the country. In the latter place, crime became the dominant issue as driven in the governor's race. Though East Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin made crime his focal point issue in the governor's race, which failed to result in a statewide victory for him, his strong regional performance on Long Island and in the upstate certainly helped Republicans running in the down-ballot races. On Long Island, largely due to the crime emphasis, Republicans swept all four congressional races, three of which were open. In Florida, the second place where the red wave actually came ashore, it was Governor Ron DeSantis who was the driving figure. His campaign focused on what the DeSantis administration had done to improve average Floridians' lives. In simple terms, the DeSantis campaign designed a positive image strategy that gave voters a reason to vote for Mr. DeSantis. Contrast this strategy and its results to that of the National Republican plan that basically said the GOP candidates were not Democrats, and therefore blameless for the country's many problems. While it's always important to highlight the opponent's shortcomings, not adding how your candidate will begin to solve the key public problems diminishes voter enthusiasm and, in the end, forfeits votes in the form of lower base turnout. Despite voters expressing unhappiness with the current state of affairs in the U.S., virtually all incumbents were returned to office in this election. The latest Politico Morning Consult poll, conducted over the November 10 through 14 period, finds only 28% of the respondents believing that America is on the right track versus 72% who say things have gotten off course. In the Senate races, no incumbent was defeated. In the House, the total number of incumbents defeated to date is only 8, and 2 of those were forced to run against other incumbents, thus ensuring one House member would lose. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.